Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. It might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Greetings. Welcome, dear friends, to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. As per usual, it is my great honor and privilege to extend to you greetings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster. Those who wait invisibly and with great desire to assist those who are open to it. The world is in turmoil and agony at the moment, transiting from one state of being into another like a woman giving birth. Quite similar, actually. And it's going to be very difficult and disturbing for those who have placed their faith in that which is transitory and unreal. For others, it'll be an awakening. Around the world, an awakening is coming. Many people wonder, how can this world be changed? Well, that's Visible doing his Gandalfian thing. I love this vaping unit. I can sing again. I feel fabulous. All of the deleterious effects of smoking are going away. I cannot recommend it more. For those of us who really did enjoy smoking, and, well, having my singing voice back is a big deal. Anyway, many of us wonder how this world can be changed, given that it is, as you see it, correct? Where our most famous icons, the Kardashians, when people identify as this or that, and that is how it is, whether it is some gender unreality, or whether it is some color unreality, or whatever unreality it may be. The world is really in a state of suffocating delusion. And all of this is caused by materialism being so overwhelming that only the very stalwart, and focused, and determined are able to make their way through the craziness that surrounds us. I often feel like putting on a white smock, you know, and a pair of stethoscopes, and just walking around, you know, because although I have been certifiably, shown to be certifiably crazy, I get the suspicion I'm not crazy, but I sure am surrounded by a bunch of it. Now, we wonder, how is the world going to change? I keep saying this without going much further, but Well, here's the thing. And as is usually the case, when the Avatar is descending down through the planes into manifest existence, it happens largely unnoticed, except by those who are sensitive to it, who've been informed about it, or for whatever the reasons may be, they're aware of it. It's a very, very small minority of people. And then there's all the rest of this. Well, how, when so many are caught up in such delusion, and knowing this world is a projection of the mind, of the collective mind, and knowing the force and power of having billions believe in what is real, how is all this great change going to take place? Because the Avatar is precipitating downward and coming into all minds, not only those who are going to awaken, but those who choose adamantly not to awaken. And at a certain point, the ineffable is going to hit that drum, that great cosmic drum. Shiva has such a drum. And a vibrational resonance is going to come out of it from within the minds of everyone. And for those of us who are on the precipice of awakening and seeking to be awakened, well, awakening is going to come. And for those of us who don't, we're going to turn around and toss and turn in uneasy sleep. And some of us will be forcefully awakened so that we may see the error of our ways. But it's going to happen simultaneously all around the world at some level or another. And the world is going to change as a result, not only through the power of the minds that are being changed collectively, willingly and unwillingly, but through the very power of the Avatar himself. And it's going to be a very big deal. Now, it may be hard for many people to accept or understand this at the moment because it just doesn't look like that. And we're so dependent upon our senses, upon what we see and hear and feel, that we are caught up, really confined, in this prison of, you know, what the senses have reported to us, but none of it is real. It's like a mist in which you see vague shapes coming and going and moving. But when the sunlight, when the sun, spiritual sun, emerges, all of this will be burned away as vapor and dissolve, and the real world will appear in front of us. I know, I don't want to say sensitive, or am aware of some of this because of what I myself am going through. Now, my life has been banging from pillar to post for much of the time that I've, you know, been around. And I try to look at my life and go, well, how am I at all deserving of, you know, and well, the thing is, God is all forgiving. And it really studies the quality and intention of our hearts. You know, we're all destined to make mistakes. That's just how it is. And we have to accept this and also accept the tremendous forgiveness of the Almighty and extend that forgiveness ourselves to all whom we may feel have offended us, to all who have made great contributions in making the world such a tortured environment as it presently is. We, in order to receive this forgiveness, must ourselves extend this forgiveness. If we wish to experience generosity, we must extend this. It is the same with gratitude or any number of different things, grace. We need to extend that, and that's why I constantly try to reinforce this understanding that we must practice the presence of God. Because as we do this, God will enter into us, act and operate through us, and we will begin to behave in such a way to confirm that the deity is awake in us. As I say, I notice a lot of what I notice because of what is happening to me. Every morning when I awaken, I find myself saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, over and over and over again. It never gets tiresome for me because I mean it, and it creates this like expanding intensity that makes the feeling of it day by day and incrementally more and more real. And then as much as I can remember through my day, I find myself saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. There are cumulative effects to this. And then at night when I go to bed, I lay there in bed and I keep repeating, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now you can imagine that anything that you do with this kind of consistency and intensity is going to have some kind of result. It's like practicing the guitar, or learning how to cook, or learning any particular trade or talent, from construction to scientific, art, say mechanical engineering, or anything that you wish. The more time and study you put into it, the more your capacities and abilities are going to increase. Does that not make sense? It makes a great deal to me. And I feel incredibly honored that the Almighty has given me this ritual of I love you, I love you, I love you, which I am now adding to it. I am relying on you, Lord, with all of my strength, with all of the giving up that is within me. I am relying on you 100%, Lord, to show the way, to set the conditions, to make the changes within myself and in the world around me, which itself will be a reflection of the changes being made within me. And I wholeheartedly recommend this to all of you. If you're not doing this, I believe you do what you need to do this. The world is plastic. It takes the shape of our thoughts. Some of our thoughts are very crystallized. Some of them are new. Some of them are old and have been with us for a long time. And many of those are expressions of karma that have to do with the degree of blindness in which we go forth into the world and which have to do with the sort and type of errors that we make. Don't concern yourself with your errors. Don't concern yourself with guilt or worry or any of these things. Please only concern yourself with what is effective. If it doesn't work, lose it. I beg you, my friends, in so much as you and I are the same person, although we are unable to see this at this moment because we all individualize in order to come and go in this manifest world, we are in essence and at the heart the same person. So I try to remind myself when I'm talking or when I'm writing, I am talking to myself. I am writing about myself, to myself. We share so many things in common. And it is very simple, the things we need to remember and practice. Stand guard at the gateway of the mind and allow no thoughts to intrude there that you know are not the thoughts of the inevitable. And love. Love, consciously love, as much as you can remember to or remind yourself to do so throughout your day. Love everything you come into contact with and pray that by virtue of this love, it will reveal its true nature to you and you will suddenly understand that good and evil are subjective unrealities created by the mind to reinforce whatever illusions we find preferable and wish to live within. All of these are confinements. All of these steal from our liberty. And unless you are truly liberated and free, you can have no joy. And you can have no joy unless the inevitable is experiencing it inside of you. I find myself more and more being just a one-trick pony. Because there's only one trick, but it's not a trick, one act that I myself wish to be continuously engaged in. Well, there's more than one, but they all are so related, interrelated, and interlocked with one another, that in many ways they often seem to me to be the same. I have some small understanding of the power of love. And I know what little I know about love from practicing it. I'm not going to run around through my life and beat myself up or this mistake or that mistake I made, or because, you know, I wasn't as fine and wonderful a person as I might have once been. But I can try my very best to be that person now. And success is speedy for the energetic. So I'm working on that. Prayers are answered as well, my friends. Seek to have a close and enduring relationship with the ineffable. Let the ineffable be your best friend who goes with you everywhere you go. Refer everything to the ineffable. Anything you don't understand, everything you want to understand, everything you want to be protected against, every weakness that you would like to have restrained within you from action, and every strength you would love to have expressed in action. All of these things, my friends, come back to very simple understandings. God is real, God is a living reality, and God is the only reality that makes it possible for you to be a living reality. The more like the eternal you become, the more eternal you become. To me, these things seem very simple, while they are also very profound. And I know they are true because I see them being proven, as I am now far, far more engaged in this as a continuous and enduring reality in my life than ever I was in the past. And I'm seeing the difference. So I can only tell you this and hope that the same will find its way into your lives as well. All right, my friends, we come to the end of another vlog, I suppose, and I'll see you next week if there is one. In the meantime, hail Lord Jesus Christ. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature. Hare Krishna. Om Amitabha. Alakbar. Meacham Anbu. Guru Bawa. Carry on, Bahula. Aloha and... God bless you. God bless you all. My wonderful friends. Persevere and you shall find God.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. No one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. Wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.